Deciding the best place to put your money is a challenge to most adults. Kids, of course, are just learning the value of money. And as Wall Street Journal columnist Jonathan Clements sees it, kids need to be even savvier about money matters than their parents.
They're entering the world with very little job security. They're not going to get the decades at a single company that I've enjoyed. It's going to be really hard for them to accumulate enough money for retirement. So they're going to need very, very good money skills. And where are they going to learn those skills? I mean, they're not learning them in high school. They're certainly not going to learn them from their friends at school who are all spending at the mall like crazy. If it's going to come from anywhere, it's going to come from you.
And Jonathan Clements knows about that. He has a 16-year-old daughter and a 12-year-old son. He began talking to them about money when they were five.
Think about what it's like to be a kid. I mean, what happens with you and money? Basically, you have limitless desires, and then you ask your parents for money, and they either say yes or no. So essentially, there's no break on your desires, and you never have to say no to yourself. So what you want to set up as a parent is a situation where the kids have to say no to themselves. And so when the kids were five or six, I used to play a couple of different games with them. I mean, one of these, when we go to a restaurant, what do kids do as soon as they get to a restaurant? Well, they order everything on the menu because they're not paying. So one of the things I'd say to my kids was, all right, you can have a soda if you want, or I'll just give you a dollar bill right now. And so the kids would have to sit there and think, well, do I really want that soda? Or would I rather have the dollar bill and spend it later?
But isn't that, in a way, how the old-fashioned allowance has always worked? You know, here's your dollar or your $5 or, you know, it's yours, but you got to figure out what you want to buy with it.
Absolutely. And that's also the way I run the allowance. But the problem is, a lot of parents just can't say no. They give the kids $5 allowance for the week, and then the kids come back on Thursday and say I'm out of money, and suddenly mom and dad are popping open the wallet and handing them another $5. You've got to have some discipline with your kids. You've got to force them to make those tough choices and live within the budget that they have. I mean, if you raise financially irresponsible kids, they're going to be 20 and 30 years old, and they're going to be blowing through thousands of dollars.
At what age is it realistic to talk about long-term planning, as in, here's a savings account for college?
Well, let me tell you sort of the progression I went through. I mean, I started with the small allowance and these little games. Then when my kids were 12 or 13, I got them a bank account with an ATM card that went with it. And my thinking was that, you know, when they came to me and were always asking me for money, it still felt like they were spending my money. And I really wanted them to feel like they were spending their own money. So what I do now is once a quarter, I deposit money into their bank accounts, and then they're responsible for living within this budget for the next 3 months. For my son, who's 12, I give him $100 every quarter, and if he wants to spend more than that, he's going to have to go out and find some way to earn additional money. For my daughter, I give her $200 every quarter, and in addition to spending on entertainment and stuff, she also has to buy at least some sort of basic clothing with that. And again, if she wants more, then she's going to have to go out and babysit. And the notion is, it's their money, they have to make choices.
Does it seem to be working with your kids, or either or both of them?
You know, one of the things that you have to do with kids is you have to let them fail. So one of the hardest things as a parent is to give your kids a clothing allowance and then watch them go out and buy a whole lot of stupid things. And yeah, my daughter has done that, but she learned from it. And so in future, she's going to be a lot more sensible. And let's face it, it's much better that she fails with a $200 clothing allowance today than she fails when she goes out into the world with a credit card with a $10,000 credit limit.
Thank you very much for talking with us.
It's been my pleasure, Renee.
Jonathan Clements is a financial columnist for The Wall Street Journal.